Hello, welcome to the Monday, August 19th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Dhahran, Saudi Arabia. As usual, let's start out with diaries, and we have a brief one by Kevin that's very important, affecting Apache struts. Now, Apache announced on July 16th about a vulnerability in Apache struts that makes it pretty much trivial to execute arbitrary code on the server. Kevin is reminding everybody that this vulnerability is actively exploited not just as of yesterday, but pretty much as soon as it was released, with the first exploit attempts from July 17th, just a day after it was officially announced, and a Metasploit module now being available for about 2 weeks. So if you are running Apache struts, it's very urgent that you upgrade to the most recent version in order to patch this vulnerability. The Apache website has some proof of concept exploits just to show how trivial it really is to exploit this vulnerability. So certainly pay attention to it, check your logs if you're not already exploited, and patch as soon as possible. And in his second diary, Kevin is talking about how to use statistical methods to better discriminate the usual background noise that you see in scan data from actual significant changes. Kevin introduces a couple of different statistical methods to better quantify the data and actually is attempting to predict how much scans we should see in the future based on some of the periodic variations we do see in our data. So he's actually challenging everybody to check back in about 2 weeks to check how accurate his predictions were with respect to the scan rate, for example, for SSH. But let's see what we have going on in other news. And one of the news items that stuck out today was an update for Dell laptops, in particular the BIOS in those laptops. The reason this is important and a little bit out of the ordinary is that these BIOSes do include a buffer overflow. And due to this buffer overflow, it is possible to actually inject additional code into the BIOS and at the same time bypassing the signature validation that would usually happen. So if you're trying to flash a Dell laptop with a new BIOS firmware, you usually can't do that unless it is properly signed, and that's supposed to prevent malicious code to be injected. But due to the presence of this buffer overflow, all of these protection mechanisms can be bypassed and malicious code can be injected, which of course once injected would be almost impossible to detect. And there's a little bit of excitement about a new vulnerability in Facebook and how it was reported. The respective researcher did report the vulnerability to Facebook's security team, which originally wasn't able to exactly replicate the vulnerability. The vulnerability allows you to post content to arbitrary users' walls, even if you're not a friend of that user. Once you have done so, you will be able to view your post on that user's wall, even if that user doesn't share any other items with you. Now, the problem was when he reported it first to Facebook as a proof of concept, he posted something on someone else's wall, but the Facebook security team was not able to verify this exploit because they were not actually friends with the victim here in this case, and so they couldn't see that post. The researcher got a little bit upset about not getting credit for it, and as a result, then posted to Mark Zuckerberg's wall, the same post, essentially an image, and in response, Facebook then locked his account and refused to give him credit, which means refused to pay him for the bug under Facebook's bug bounty program because he did violate its terms of service. Of course, the problem here is that in order to get credit, you have to prove the vulnerability really exists, which this particular researcher tried to do, but was rejected originally. Not really clear whether or not his actions are all that white hat. Probably he should have used an account of his own or something like that to prove the vulnerability versus using someone else's random account. But this is certainly one problem with these bug bounty programs. How do you validate these bugs? You certainly have to spend sufficient resources to follow up on these bug bounty reports and actually make sure that you accurately validate them. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.